AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. This is the Memorial Day weekend, and the Commander-in-Chief is remembering the fallen.
We have to honor their memory. We have to care for their families and our veterans who served with them. And as a nation, we have to remain worthy of their sacrifice.
In his weekly address, the president said the Memorial Day weekend should also serve to remind us of those in uniform now who are risking their lives serving in conflict zones. The Senate stayed up late last night trying to figure out what to do about NSA surveillance programs, specifically the one that scoops up Americans' landline telephone records. Our Jerry Bodlander's on Capitol Hill.
The Senate first blocked the House-passed bill, then a two-month extension and several shorter extensions of the Patriot Act proposed by Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. Senator Rand Paul was among those objecting. McConnell said the Senate would take its Memorial Day break but come back early, just hours before the Patriot Act expires at the end of the month, in a last-ditch effort to resolve the matter.
In Ireland, a gay cabinet minister calls today a very proud day to be Irish. The Irish have voted to legalize gay marriage, say those on both sides of the issue, in the world's first vote of its kind. A Syrian official says Islamic State fighters broke into a museum in the ancient town of Palmyra, Syria, which they captured days ago, though its artifacts have been removed and they are safe, he says. Officials are discovering more dead animals off the coast of Santa Barbara, California, where thousands of gallons of oil spilled earlier this week. But there is some good news, too.
Our expert teams have captured six live oiled brown pelicans. And they are currently in care with our staff and our volunteers at our San Pedro facility.
Dr. Michael Zaccardi with a care group. This is AP Radio News. Millions of us are traveling this Memorial Day weekend. 33 million of us, according to the AAA. Here's our Julie Walker.
The Vince Lombardi service area off of I-95 in New Jersey is full of cars making pit stops on their holiday journeys. Ron Krasnick and his wife are headed north from Philadelphia to the Berkshires.
We love it. The lake is there. Entertainment, relaxation, diversion, time with my lovely wife.
And he has a way to make the time in the car go by.
The secret to the drive is books on tape.
Ironically, the book on tape he's listening to right now is The Girl on the Train. Julie Walker, New Jersey.
Thank you, Julie. The AAA says gas prices have dropped 92 cents a gallon since last Memorial Day weekend. This morning, gas is $2.74 a gallon. That's up 4 cents in a week, up 25 cents in 1 month, according to the AAA. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.